Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masses.
Welcome to Unscripted Wrestling, the most controversial wrestling podcast. I'm the moderator, Dan Hummer, here with Doug, Clintus, and Eric. How is everybody today?
Good. Pretty good.
Good.
Sweet. So today we're doing our preview of NXT TakeOver Portland. We're going to be getting into our fantasy wrestling stuff. Be a pretty good show. Doug, there's some stuff you wanted to plug first and announcements to make and all that.
All right, so first of all, let's get the plug out of the way. Make sure you listen to the Dirt Sheet dudes, Anthony Boxman and Smark. They come on Wednesday nights and Friday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, mixer.com/dirtsheetdudes. I'm going to assume, although it's kind of hard to assume when it comes to those guys, that they're doing a show tonight after takeover is over, but I'm not sure.
I think they will.
And then and then of course every other Saturday they do a show called the Hollywood Hangout, same channel. mixer.com/dirtsheetdudes. All right, and then of course obviously listen to us on Friday nights, usually between like 8 or 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. And then, of course, you can find us on any other, on all the major podcast platforms.
Yep.
This upcoming Friday, he's got something very special planned. We're going to be doing a watch-along for the February 23rd, 1990 edition of the WWF main event.
Right.
It happened on February 23rd, 1990. Next Sunday will be the 30th anniversary.
Nice.
So basically we're going to be watching the whole show. It's a 48-minute show. We're going to basically be going to give our thoughts on Hogan versus Savage and Ultimate Warrior versus Dino Bravo and all the, stuff in between.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly.
And so that's something for everybody to look forward to, this upcoming Friday. But right now, we're going to be giving our thoughts for, NXT TakeOver Portland tonight. So, Daniel, go ahead and get us going here, because then we'll talk about the fantasy wrestling.
Yeah, and the fantasy wrestling, the one big announcement, and there's a couple ones. The first big announcement is that tonight, NXT Portland, the TakeOver's count is pay-per-views. So we're going to be getting the pay-per-view points.
This is our first pay-per-view.
Yeah, so all NXT TakeOvers and TakeOver UK is going to be pay-per-view. And Doug, you want to get into the incentive for every month?
Okay, so Daniel and I had been talking about it. We're going to have a little incentive for the end of every month. So if you are leading at the end of every month, at the beginning of the next month, you will be allowed two trades. So you can eye up anybody's roster if you are in the lead. So right now, if the month were to end today, unfortunately, Eric would be in the lead. And he would be allowed to eye up any roster and look at somebody and say, all right, I want that person, and then go to whoever and says, okay, you know, I'm going to take your, you know, whoever, and this is who I'm going to give you. And because Eric is in the lead, he cannot be challenged. It does not have to be a mutual trade. You can, you will be allowed, and you can do this twice. You don't have to use them if you don't want to, but they're there, and it's for whoever's leading at the end of every month.
And you can use it any time during that month.
Yeah, if you want to use it at the beginning of the month, that, I mean, if you want to wait, I guess that would be fine, but basically it's going to be used for the, basically it's going to be used for the beginning of the month.
Okay.
Because that's when everybody
is. Good.
Yeah. And at the end of the year, the winner is going to be getting $50 and a custom title belt. So that's the ultimate prize.
Wow. And we can cut somebody if we want after every month, right? If there's somebody like new and rough.
You could still make your cuts, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you get one cut a month on each brand.
Okay. So if there's somebody that came in new for NXT, you can eye him up or eye her up.
Right. And also, let's talk a little bit about Raw tomorrow night. Two big matches announced for Raw. Randy Orton will be taking on Matt Hardy. I believe it's a no disqualification match. So Brett will get some points there. And Clint, you're going to want to pay attention to this. Your man Bobby Lashley is going to be involved in a big tag team matchup tomorrow.
Yeah, here.
All right, he's going to be teaming up with Angel Garza to take on the team of Rusev and Humberto Carrillo.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. So, I mean, the three of us, you, me, Eric, can get big points tonight, Doug. Clinton's got most of his NXT guys on UK, but.
Who do I have? I have Adam Cole, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to get into that. Don't worry.
Yeah, so let's get into it, guys. The preview. We'll start with what presumably could be the first match on the card. And that would be probably Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox in a street fight. Doug, what are your thoughts on this match?
Well, I'm invested in this one because I have Tegan Nox on my roster.
Who is Dakota Kai? Anybody?
I don't think anybody does.
Actually, let me look. I got the book right in front of me. Yeah, nobody does.
Oh, wow.
So you could get some points off this.
Yeah. Now, real quick, the points for tonight are a pay-per-view regular single paper singles match or
a pay-per-view win for a regular match
is 10 points. If you lose a regular pay-per-view match, it's -2. You win a title on pay-per-view, it's 30 points. You lose a title, or you lose in a title match, then it's 15 points, and then you lose 15 points if you lose in a title match on pay-per-view. All right?
Big money to lose tonight.
Yeah.
Losing really isn't enough.
If you retain a title on the pay-per-view tonight, you get 20 points. For a gimmick match win, it is 15 points. It doesn't say anything about a gimmick loss. So what should we say, Dan, about 3 points for a gimmick loss? Or just two?
No, there's no points taken off for a gimmick loss.
Oh, okay.
It's just the same amount as a regular loss. Nothing
right,
gets
so
added for a gimmick. Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, that'll be exciting. So Dakota
right.
Kai and Keegan Nass, let's get into it. Obviously, we know who you're rooting for, Doug. Eric, how do you see this match panning out?
I think Keegan Nass is probably gonna go over here. I think she's probably the better choice to go over. I think she'll probably get a future title match. I don't know if there's future title match and invested in this, is there?
No, it's
think
a
so.
Street fight. It's just a street fight between two former best friends.
This is a big rivalry, though, right? This is kind of a blow off.
Yes, yeah,
so
yeah, blow off
think...
from War Games.
Yeah, because Dakota Kai turned on Tegan Nox at War Games. Now, they had a match a couple weeks ago, which Tegan won.
Oh, wow.
So, but I think they want to push Tegan Nox as a big star.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens tonight.
Do you think either one of them will go on to the main roster after this?
No, because I think they're still fairly new.
Okay. Could there be a rubber match at WrestleMania if
Well, here's the thing. If Dakota Kai wins tonight, the feud is not over.
Yeah. They're probably going to face off at Mania. Not Mania, but
I mean,
NXT.
I'm hoping for – I mean, obviously, for certain reasons, I'm hoping for Tegan to win.
Yeah. Exactly. I like Tegan better, though.
Dakota Kai's kind of hot as a heel right now, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be – it's actually going to be a really good match. I'm looking forward to this because I'm actually a fan of the work of both ladies.
I'm looking forward to this whole card. This could – I don't know. The card looks really good tonight.
There's not a bad match on the card.
Yeah, it's not too big. It's not too small. It's just right. What,
yeah,
five matches?
Six matches. It's six matches.
Yeah. And three title matches.
No, not three.
Four title matches,
Eric.
I forgot about the North American. Yeah, four total and then two regular matches.
Yeah, so it could go 3 hours tonight. Which I have no problem with because, you know, takeovers I think should go 4 hours.
Nah, it's too long.
It usually starts at 7?
I think 3 hours.
Yeah, 3 hours would probably be better.
It starts at 7, right?
Yeah.
3.
Yeah, it starts at 7.
All right, so 4 o'clock, yeah. 4 o'clock, Portland time.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the whole card looks like it could be really good. I think this match won't disappoint. If it is like a big blow-off match, I think they're all going to put their all into it and make it really good.
Exactly. And there's no WWE event. This is their standalone pay-per-view. I think this is their one of the first times they had a standalone pay-per-view about WWE.
Right, exactly.
Next night. And it's on Sunday, so spotlight's on them. You have any thoughts on
it?
Oh.
What were you saying, Eric?
He's
I was
trying to
ask
take
you
your
what,
job.
What you thought.
Oh.
No. I was asking Daniel what he thought about this, who he thinks is going to win.
I'll give it to Dakota Kai. I think.
How about you?
I think the heels got to win this time, and I don't want Doug to get points.
How about you, Kenneth?
I'm going with Tegan Nox.
I knew I liked you.
So 3 for Tegan and 1 for Dakota. Sorry, Daniel. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for you, Doug.
Oh, something's going to happen.
So the next match that we could probably get into, it's a big one. It's not necessarily a big one for our fantasy, but it could be the best match on the card. We got Finn Balor and Johnny Gargano. Now, me and Eric both have them on our teams, but Gargano's on Eric's bench, and I'm subbing out Keith Lee, or I'm subbing in Keith Lee for Finn Balor tonight, so there's not much invested. Quinn and Thaw, what do you see this match going?
Yeah. I can't sub.
I look at it like an old NXT versus like a new NXT type of feel. I saw that promo between the two about how Johnny Gargano wanted Finn Balor, the old NXT Finn Balor, because how he references main roster failures kind of put that feeling into it. It's like, this is going to be a Finn doesn't show up as a demon. Let's put it that way. Like a demon, the old NXT, I think Finn will lose.
Really?
I really feel like everything he said was in that promo was all right, because Finn Balor was really wasted. And if you even notice on the main roster compared to what he's getting like a brand new run, a fresh start again in his career, returning back to NXT. You don't see that's happening?
Definitely could.
Yeah, I think Finn Balor puts Johnny over.
I don't know. I think I still have to go Finn on this one. I think he needs a win here. I mean, they both kind of do. This one's hard.
Well, here's the thing. They both need a win, but Johnny Gargano is known as Mr. Takeover, known as Johnny Takeover, whether he wins or not. It's almost like, you know, when Shawn Michaels was called Mr. WrestleMania.
Yep.
It didn't matter whether Shawn won or not, because the majority of the time he actually didn't win.
Yeah, he took a lot of losses at WrestleMania, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't think it matters if Johnny loses tonight, because Johnny's still going to be the standard bearer for NXT. Finn, I believe, needs to win this thing. So
he needs to win more than Johnny.
He needs to win more than Johnny Gargano does, yes.
I'm gonna
say Finn Balor.
I was thinking about subbing Adam Cole for Johnny, but since you made that point, I won't.
You'll get more points for Cole if he wins.
Yeah, but if he loses, I lose a lot of points.
Yeah,
Eric,
we'll
you have
we'll
a 65 point. The next person behind you, the person that's in second place, you're still beating by 65 points. Go fuck yourself.
Holy shit.
I have the most of the game tonight. I can actually be there.
Wow.
I could beat Eric because I got Keith Lee. He's got a title. If he retains, he gets 20. If Rhea retains, I get 20. And then the Broserates, they both win the tag titles, I get 30 apiece. That'll get me at 100 because you have an 80-point lead on me now.
Wow.
But
that
if
they
lose,
cool.
I'm fucked. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So this could be a big night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because Eric, you got several points last night, because on MLW Fusion, the Von Erich the Von Erich boys last night on MLW Fusion retained the MLW tag titles. So you got 30 points off that.
Yeah.
Eric's fucking banking.
Yeah.
All right, so any other thoughts on the Finn Balor-Gargano match, guys?
I think it's going to steal the show.
Very well, good.
I think it's going to be the best wrestled match on the show, to be honest with you.
Yep, I agree, Doug.
These are two guys. Have they faced before?
I don't think they ever have.
No. And this is a long-awaited match, right? Isn't it? Because wasn't Johnny out for like 2 months?
Yeah, something like that.
So
yeah.
This is a long anticipated match, like three, four months in the making.
A lot of things could happen tonight. The two matches we just went over, by the way, guys, are the only two non-title matches on this pay-per-view. So the next four, if we're going over, all title matches.
Championship.
So, yeah. All big, big matches. We could get big points. We could lose big points. So the next four matches are exciting. We have...
Oh, yeah.
The Undisputed Era. Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly versus the Broserweights. Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne. I mean, I know who I'm rooting for, the Broserweights. But, Doug, how do you see this match panning out?
All right, so basically this match is another one that could go either way. Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly have been champions since September of 2019. So they're going on about 5 months now that they've held the NXT tag team titles. And that's usually around the time where it's like, okay, well, you know, now it's time to take the belts off.
But do you think this is the team?
Huh?
Do you think this is the team?
Well, who else is going to get it? I mean, NXT UK has the better tag team division.
You think so?
I do. Nothing wrong with NXT's tag team division, but I just don't know. I mean, I could see them putting the titles on Riddle and Dunn. First of all, I would actually not be surprised if Pete Dunne just said fuck it and smack Matt Riddle himself tonight.
Turns on Matt Riddle. Matt starts a feud.
Yeah. Because Matt Riddle's a pain in the ass.
I could see that. I could see Pete Dunne turning on Matt Riddle and they face each other at next takeover.
I like that dynamic.
I think it would actually be a good match.
Yeah, it would be.
Because that team, like, they're polar opposites. And those odd couples are fun in WWE, like Al Snow and Steve Blackman. It kind of reminds me of that, like a badass and then kind of just a goofball.
That's fucking Kane.
The polar opposites even work.
It's a good team.
Now, Doug, are they the longest reigning tag team champions in NFC history yet?
I don't think so. I know they've held the belts. I mean, Kyle O'Reilly is basically considered one of the best, one of the greatest tag team champions in the in the brand's history because he's held the title 3 times.
Oh yeah, because he held it with.
Well, this is his second time holding it with Fish. And then he held it once with Roderick Strong.
Yeah. It is like your favorite wrestler, too, right, Doug? Kyle O'Reilly?
Oh, fuck you. But,
I like Kyle O'Reilly. I'm a big Kyle.
Him and Bobby Fish are creepy looking.
Oh, they're
yeah,
a great
team. They were one of them. Yeah, Red Dragon. They were one of the best ROH teams, tag teams in the history of that company, too.
They're definitely a very good team. So, Quinn, who are you giving the nod to in this match?
No, I didn't really watch none of the tag team classics, so... If I would to, I want to go with Pete Dunne and Matt Riddle because I'm really getting tired of the Undisputed Era just holding all the gold. To me, it's like watching a mini version of Evolution right now.
Well, and don't forget, Roderick Strong's no longer the North American champion. He lost it to Keith Lee.
And that's why I was so happy when I saw Keith Lee won that title.
Okay.
It felt like
to be honest with you, Clinton, I actually agree with you. Because the whole Undisputed Era, you know, the whole prophecy bullshit, it just felt very Evolution-like to me. And I was never really a huge Evolution fan, so I'm hoping that the Broserweights win tonight. I just don't know if it's going to happen.
Let's see that. But I think Tom Bearer is who I want, who I really want to lose tonight.
Who?
Adam Cole, but we'll get to that soon when we get to this match.
Okay. Yeah. Adam Cole's got to lose.
Hey. All right.
So Eric, you're going to stick with Undisputed Era because you're Bobby Fish or O'Reilly fans?
No, I'm actually going to go with the Bruiserweights.
Oh, boy.
So it looks like we're all kind of go with the Bruiserweights.
I wouldn't be surprised at either result, but I just have a feeling they're going to switch the titles tonight. One of the titles is dropping. One of the champions is dropping. And I think the most likely one is probably this one.
I would be a huge fan of that. All right. So next up, NXT North American Championship. This might be the match that means the most in the fantasy wrestling.
It's the one that means the most in the fantasy wrestling to you and I.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the world title match, too.
Oh, yeah.
Those two matches probably mean the most. Brett.
Oh.
So it's me and Doug versus the North. Yeah, it's pretty cool because it's me and Doug for the North American title and you and Brett for the world title.
Oh,
it's a big one. But
have the champions. You and me have the champions and Doug and Brett have the challengers.
Yep.
Okay.
Hoping for big money tonight. But no, fuck Doug. He's gonna take a loss. But Dashikovic, Doug, do you realistically, besides him being on your team, do you see him winning tonight?
That's really tough because Keith Lee, they just gave Keith Lee the title. So I think it would be stupid to take it off him. It would be stupid to take it off him, but I do see them wanting to push Dijakovic, to the moon. Because here's a guy, he's good. You know, he can cut a promo. He's a big son of a bitch. And
that's
he can go
say.
In the
he's
ring.
He's got the Vince McMahon look, definitely. I know it's a Triple H show. But even Triple H loves bodybuilders and shit. So he definitely has the look that the company's looking for. He's been on a tremendous roll, though. It's really hard to... I mean, Clinton, with the momentum Keith Lee has been gaining. Do you see him losing tonight?
I don't see him losing that long. I really don't. I think ever since call out with the whole invasion storyline, with the three-way invasion during Survivor Series till now, I think Billy was gave Keith Lee the start he deserved.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely a shattered star. Both guys are. I think Keith Lee probably will get it tonight. I'm hoping. But Dijakovic, he is really good. And like Doug said, I can see him getting a super big push because he's one of the bright stars on that show.
Right.
How could Roddy Strong interfere?
I don't know if anybody's going to interfere. I mean, it could end up in a no contest.
These guys are both faces, but they've had programs going with each other for a long time, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, and basically, Dijakovic became a babyface out of respect because they respected what he was able to do.
Yeah.
So, this one could really go either way. I think this could be a blow off tonight because the guys have had so many matches. I mean, there's only so many more you could get. That would probably be the perfect blow off for the feud.
Now, is there an NXT Mania this year?
I don't know if they're going to do a takeover before Mania. To be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised if they did another Worlds Collide.
I think that's what they're probably doing is Worlds Collide this year.
Because I really think they want Takeover to kind of branch out on their own.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering if they're going to do one.
Doug, get in the point system for the big shows that we were talking about earlier.
Oh, for the the WrestleMania and all that?
Yeah, and then kind of say each company's big WrestleMania type pay per view.
Okay. So with, obviously WWE has a big show is WrestleMania. We'll say that AEW's, biggest show of the year is going to be Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing.
All right. Impact's biggest show is going to be, obviously, Bound for Glory. And NWA's biggest show is going to be Crockett Cup.
Right. Okay.
Now, if you have anybody from the NWA on your roster and they win, Eric, this will apply to you because you have Nick Aldis on your roster. Or wait, no, who has Nick Aldis?
I do.
All right, Daniel.
I don't have
Daniel has Nick Aldis on.
MOBSW.
Right. So, if Nick Aldis beats Marty Scurll at the Crockett Cup, because it's a big title match, that's 50 points.
Yeah.
He'll be awarded 50 points for the title win. If anybody on our roster wins the Crockett Cup Tag Team Tournament, 50 points.
Wow. Yeah. Same thing with any big, WrestleMania, Double or Nothing, Bound for Glory. I don't know if MLW has a big show. But
what is their big show?
I don't know if it's going to be a super fight or what.
Yeah. So that's kind of where we kind of put in that new system. And that's just for a big title win on that. It's 50 points.
Yeah. So a big title win on the big show is going to be 50 points. So
yeah, it's
kind of
like the high score. It's
so
the highest
Drew McIntyre. So, Eric, if Drew McIntyre, because I think you have McIntyre, right?
Yeah, I have both.
Yeah, but Brock's on your bench.
Yep.
So whoever decides.
So if Drew McIntyre beats Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, you're getting 50 points.
And if I decide to sub Drew for Brock, and Brock wins.
Same thing. It's just like a title match win. Yeah, in that one occasion, the retain and title win is the same thing. It's usually different points, but that's a big WrestleMania match, so that's just going to count for 50. It's the highest score you can get.
All right, and
so I have a
Clint
big decision to
basically
make that, in that night.
All right, and Clint, since Charlotte Flair won the Women's Royal Rumble, and she could challenge for whoever, and it looks like she's going to challenge Rhea Ripley, if Charlotte wins at WrestleMania and beats Rhea for the women's title, which I don't know if that's going to happen or not, knowing WWE, it could. But if it happens, 50 points because Charlotte won the Women's Rumble.
All right. Sounds good.
So now if they lose, it's got to be a big loss. So we'll say what, Daniel, 30?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
30 or 25?
We'll do 30 because it's a big pay-per-view.
Okay.
So a lot invested in the big shows.
Yep, exactly. Should it be 40 if they lose the title?
No. I don't want to oversaturate the rules. I just wanted to put a little make it interesting.
Exactly.
So basically our two main events tonight, unless you guys have anything else to add on Keith Lee and Dejakovic.
I just don't want to be put through the glass table with that a fireman's carry jackhammer if Keith Lee loses.
Ooh.
I doubt he's going to lose. He's going to win.
Yeah, he's going to win.
Yeah, I just don't see. I don't see how they take the title off him right this soon.
I don't think they'll take the title off him right away. I'm just saying is that, like, because Dijakovic is the kind of guy that Vince McMahon jacks himself off over.
Well,
you're right.
You know, Vince hasn't really been at none of these like paper Raw, SmackDown, not like he used to be no more.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to be there tonight.
Yeah,
he's too busy watching SFL.
He's hardly ever there for NXT. That's Triple H's baby.
Yeah, he's probably sitting at home watching SFL right now.
Yeah, so
that's his baby.
The women's match, which should be a really good one. Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley. Who has Bianca Belair? Does anybody?
No, nobody has her.
So I can just get points if Rhea Ripley wins.
Correct.
Yep.
How do you see this match going, Clint? Do you go with Bianca Belair or Rhea Ripley?
I'm going to go with Rhea Ripley here. I was always a big fan of hers. So I'm going to go with Rhea.
Yeah,
I'm going with Rhea. Because they kind of already kind of spoiled it.
Oh, yeah, with Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Charlotte makes it to put her nose where it doesn't belong tonight either.
Yeah. That could happen.
Unless they want to go a triple threat at WrestleMania. Which,
no,
I don't
see a curveball.
Bianca's not that big of a superstar, though. I think she's getting there, but I don't know if she's got the star power for that.
I don't know if she has the star power for that, but she made it quite the impression at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
she did. Didn't she interact with Charlotte during the Rumble too?
Yeah, Charlotte. Sure.
So there is a story there.
Yeah.
So,
but the thing is that Rhea's just too hot.
Well, it's the same thing as the Keith Lee situation. She just kind of won the belt recently. She's on a humongous roll. There's no reason to take her off of it, just like Keith Lee.
Right, because remember, her and Keith Lee benefited the most from that Raw versus from that invasion of Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, they did.
Her and Keith Lee were the ones that came out. They were the stars. So I would love Dijakovic to win tonight because I want the points. It doesn't make sense.
But if you're talking about the whole who start more, from the Invasion angle, I would think it was more of Shayna Baszler. But Shayna Baszler's just getting her push starting just now.
Well, and also too, Shayna Baszler is basically done on NXT.
She's gonna be on that main roster. I mean,
she's gonna be on that main roster, being a cannibal.
I agree with both in this one because Clinton is right. Shayna Baszler looked really fucking good during that whole angle and winning in the main event and all that. But technically, what you're saying, Doug, is like stars that are still on NXT.
Shayna Baszler is moving up.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily think she counts anymore. I get Clint's point, and I agree with Clint's point.
Yeah, me too. So let's go into a little side thing here then. Who else do you think benefited really good from that, and who maybe didn't look so good through the whole Survivor Series storyline? Because I'd say Pete Dunne looked pretty good.
Pete Dunne looked good in the match against Adam Cole, because that match actually, to be honest with you, I think that match stole the show.
Yeah, it was good.
But Eric just brought up Adam Cole looked like a star, which he is a star. I mean, he's a fucking champion.
Yeah. I mean, Shawn Michaels and Triple H were his little bodyguards or whatever you want to call it. They were invested in him big time.
That's very true. I mean, I think Adam Cole definitely looked good during that whole thing. I think maybe guys that didn't look that great, I think who didn't look that great? Probably Matt Riddle. I don't think he did anything too big. Didn't he get a big pin?
He rolled up Randy Orton, got a pin, and then Orton made him pay for it by hitting him with the RKO.
Yeah.
Finn Balor? So, I don't know if Finn Balor really looked that good either.
Finn, I don't think, really counts. And you also got to remember, too, Matt Riddle was in the Royal Rumble match for a total of 45 fucking seconds.
Yeah. So was everybody.
That's right.
Well, you heard about the whole backstage incident between Riddle and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, apparently he's got a lot of heat.
Well, because he won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he's a shit talker.
Hotheads are retarded.
What?
Anyway.
Potheads are fucking stupid because they don't know when to shut up.
Oh, I thought you said podcast. And fuck you, by the way. But I think he's going to keep getting a push, though, because he is pretty good in the ring and the fans love him. So Vince usually knows, like, Vince hated CM Punk, but you see how much he got pushed.
Also, with Matt Riddle, Bruce Pritchard wants to suck Matt Riddle off. So because the main guy that sucks Vince off wants to suck Riddle off, Vince is going to listen to Bruce and, push Riddle.
I could see Riddle on the main roster by summer.
I don't know about all. I mean, unless, because Bruce has, he's talked about how much he likes Riddle on a lot of occasions. Another one is that the big beast that hasn't really done it. Lars Sullivan, yeah. Those are the two guys which Bruce Pritchard liked off NXT. So if he pushes for him, you might see him on SmackDown, but I think they might want to keep him on NXT because the wholesale crowd really likes him.
Yeah. I don't know if he would be over in other...
Yeah. Who knows? I guess, because I really don't think we're going to see a whole lot of call-ups anymore now that they're trying to make them their own brand. Besides, like, Shayna Baszler. I think they're going to try to keep a hold of a strong roster. That's kind of why Finn came back.
Yeah, and that's why the Undisputed Era is still in the scene, not on the main roster yet.
Well,
I mean,
everybody gets called up from NXT, one of them ruining their career in the main roster in the first place.
Yeah.
That's cute.
And I agree with Clint's point from earlier, though, that I don't know. I like that they're doing that, but I don't know if Charlotte Flair going back to NXT is really a good idea. It kind of sounds kind of dumb to me to have Charlotte on NXT.
You didn't like Balor going back either.
I respect Balor going back a lot more than Charlotte going back. Because Balor's kind of went up there and got fucked her out. So this is kind of like him. Like, he's had big opportunities there and he did well, but a lot of the time, like, if we did like a number one, like, underutilized wrestler last year, it'd probably be Finn Balor. Like, they really haven't been able to use him in a great, meaningful way on the main roster. Charlotte's got 50. She almost has more titles than her fucking dad. So, she really has no reason.
What, 10-time champion?
Yeah. She doesn't need another notch on her belt. I think she's fine on the main roster.
I think she's just there to put Rhea over.
Yeah, we'll see. Who knows?
Well, here's the thing. I think that's the objective, is for her to put Rhea over. But I think that somebody's going to get in somebody's ear. And
Ric Flair.
Flair has nothing to do with Charlotte's career.
Well, here's the thing. I think Charlotte now is her own star. Charlotte, I don't think, lives in the shadow of her dad anymore.
No.
You don't think so? I'm thinking they're building Charlotte to be the next shadow of her dad. It's all right there.
And it's going by pretty quick, too. Like, she's already, like, what, 10 titles? Or what were you saying? Like, she's almost up.
She's already a 10-time women's champion already. You mean to tell me you don't see the writing right there? And the sad part is the women's division is so small that she didn't even really need to win the Royal Rumble. I was upset about that.
You weren't the only one. Shayna Baszler should
have
won the Women's Royal Rumble. Shayna Baszler should have won the Women's Royal Rumble.
I think Charlotte. That's my three.
Yeah. She.
And let's get this. Number one, Charlotte Flair nor Drew McIntyre was scheduled to win the Royal Rumble. That was a late writing. The original Royal Rumble was supposed to be Baszler and Roman Reigns. Those two were supposed.
I didn't hear Roman Reigns. I heard Aleister Black.
Was it between Aleister
Roman
Black
Reigns
and somebody
else? Wanted to bring Bray Wyatt and the Fiend and Roman Reigns to actually go into WrestleMania.
Ah.
Yeah, but they get fucking booed heavy for that. And I think the whole Charlotte thing, I think people don't like her anymore because, like, yeah, she's a hell of a talent, but it's kind of like she's like Cena now, to where, like, we've seen her succeed so much, no one wants to see her succeed anymore. Like, just tired of her winning all the time.
Well, and
like,
here's the thing, that's kind of the comparison I'm making. They want to turn her into her dad, but they're turning her into Cena. See, nobody really got tired of Ric Flair winning all those titles because people respected Ric Flair.
And he did a lot of jobs, too.
Yeah, he did quite a few jobs. I mean, I think towards the end of his career, all he'd like to do was grab crotch. But, you know,
right.
When you're 60-something years old, you get it however you can get it.
I mean, I guess so. But, yeah, no, I do agree with that point. I actually really agree with Clint's point because, I mean, you're not going to ever get rid of that last name. Like, no matter what she does, like, she's Ric Flair's daughter. I do think she's, like, a standalone star. She's a great talent. But she's never going to, like, be able to walk away from the fact that she's Ric Flair's daughter. It just won't happen.
Exactly.
It's in the last name, you know. That's who she is. Just like Cody Rhodes is always going to be Dusty's son. No matter how much of a millionaire he becomes and how great he's doing, he's still Dusty's kid, you know.
Right.
You have to also realize, too, it's like between like the Ric Flairs and everybody's, that was a whole different generation of wrestling than it is now. It's like people get tired. You can get, you'll push someone so much to the point that we get tired of seeing you, to the point that we have to boo you or we don't want to see you no more.
Yeah.
Like, that's
and I think that's the issue with Charlotte, too.
If she went away for
too.
A year, maybe that would. She needs to go away for a year.
And Doug, I think you'll see this. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dan.
I think you'll see this point because, like he's saying, it's a different era, a different time. Ric Flair won and lost a lot of his titles in different territories. They were floating around from different territories. So not everyone saw every title winner, every title loss that Ric Flair has ever taken. It's on the mainstream, like, national level now to where everyone's seeing Charlotte wrestle and win all the time. It's not like over. It's more oversaturation than it was back then.
Right, because
as I said,
Flair could lose a title in the Carolinas, win it back in Atlanta.
Right.
Could lose a title in Texas, win it back in Japan.
So it's always fresh.
Right.
It's not fresh with Charlotte because we're all watching the same thing every week.
Right,
exactly. As I said, she needs to take a year off, which I'm trying to say. She needs to have a bit be a mommy.
Oh my god!
You can't force people to have kids, Eric.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I guess you could.
I mean,
it's
you can,
illegal.
You can, but it's against the law.
All right, guys, let's get into the last match we have here. This is a match that could legitimately go either way. And despite what I said earlier, this is probably one of the biggest match, fantasy-wise, too.
Yep.
But also, like, I'm having trouble calling this. We got Ciampa versus Adam Cole. Eric, who takes away the win?
I love both guys. And this is hard because I have Adam Cole on my roster. That's why I was thinking about subbing Johnny. But I think Adam Cole retains. Ciampa already was champion before. I actually think he might go to the main roster soon.
He doesn't want to.
Oh, he doesn't want to?
He said publicly he doesn't want to.
No,
yeah.
He said he basically has said that he's told Triple H that if he ever gets promoted to the main roster, he's retiring.
Yeah, he's an NXT guy. No, Ciampa.
He's a smart guy. He's a smart, smart guy.
Not a smart, smart guy. I definitely guarantee you WrestleMania money beats TakeOver money. I mean, I respect them having their own brand, but if he was a smart guy, he'd be chasing the Benjamins.
Well, here's the thing. You look at that NXT travel schedule. You work once a week, and then you have weekend house shows, you know, on like a Friday and a Saturday. you work Wednesday, Thursday, or you work Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. That's it. 3 days in a week. And the majority of those NXT house shows that you're going to do over the weekend, one, you don't do them every weekend. And two, they're usually close enough to Florida to where you can just go home.
Yes.
It's a lighter schedule. And here's the thing.
Yeah,
and
he's just coming off injury, too.
If NXT is becoming its own brand, why not have the NXT title defended at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
And having the women's...
I think that's probably what's going to happen. I really think...
And they're having
NXT
the women's title on.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either.
So that's how you get WrestleMania money. If NXT is becoming its own brand, fuck it. You know, have the NXT title defended at WrestleMania. It's a 50-hour show anyway, so you might as well have the NXT title defended there.
But since it started out as developmental, I don't know if they can afford to pay him that much. You look, Adam Cole made $1 million last year. Pretty good. Roman Reigns made $12 million. There's definitely a difference. They're always going to treat Raw and SmackDown guys better. They're doing really good, and they're great for the hardcore wrestling market, but it's even Triple H's thing. So Vince isn't that worried about it. It's not going to be the, like, money maker.
If you want to do something, put them in the pre-show. Have the pre-show be the NXT show.
That's just kind of an insult, though.
It's a thought. You want to be calling...
I'd rather have my own show than we have...
I mean,
pre-show shouldn't even be on the pre-show. It should just be not at all, non-existent. It's just a waste of time. You're talking about WrestleMania is nearly an 8-hour pay-per-view. It doesn't need to be that long.
Oh, I agree.
It doesn't even need to be 5. It doesn't even need to be 4. Four hours should be the max.
Clintus, who you got? Chopper or Adam Cole tonight?
Chopper.
Doug?
All right. If you look at it like this, Ciampa, yes, Eric is right. Ciampa has been the NXT champion before. However, Adam Cole has been NXT champion for the last 7 months. And yes, he had the huge run, you know, for Survivor Series. And he was put on the map. So I think it is time to get the belt off him. But if they take the title off him, what the fuck are they going to do now?
Yeah.
I don't think Undisputed Era is going to survive on the main roster. Not as a group.
Is he the... No.
Has
Vince
said he doesn't like him?
Huh?
I was asking, is he the longest reigning NXT champion?
No, that actually still goes to Balor, I think.
Okay. If he's close to that, then I think he likely retains. I think they're going
to
give him the
longest
reign.
I'm trying to remember because Balor won it on July 4th, 2015, and lost it in April of 2016. So that's about a 9 month run.
So he's close to. Yeah, so he's close to breaking that record.
Yeah,
so I think
Balor spent a whole pregnancy as NXT champion.
What could happen is if Balor wins, he gets a title shot, and Adam Cole retains and becomes the longest reigning NXT champion against Finn Balor, who previously held it. That could happen.
He's already beaten Balor.
Oh, never mind.
Thing is, though, is who are they going to build up to beat Adam Cole for the title?
Dominic? Or Keith Lee? Maybe they do drop in. Keith Lee becomes the number one contender.
That could very well. I don't know. It's very hard for me. It's very hard to call, but I'm actually going to say, mainly because I don't want to see Eric get the points because he's got enough of a lead. I'm going to say Ciampa wins the title.
Yeah, I'm going Ciampa.
Okay, guys. Obviously, I'm going with Adam Cole.
You had a 65-point lead. You can afford lose points. Dick.
I'm telling you, I'm getting first place today. It's over.
The only reason I'm choosing Adam Cole is because he's on my bench and because of my theory that he's
Adam Cole's
I think
not on
to
your
be
bench, you jackass. He's in your starting lineup.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah. I meant in my starting lineup, and I'm going with my theory that they want him to be the longest reigning champion in history.
All right, guys, this show should definitely be good. We're going to wrap up. Is there anything else you want to plug for next week, Doug?
No, just remember that Friday night we're going to be doing the watch-along for the 2/23/1990 WWF main event. There's going to be a lot to get into for that particular show. So,
and then that Sunday
we're
going to
watch
we'll
it and have
back.
A good time.
Exactly.
Yep.
And Sunday we'll be back to our
we'll
be back to our old format with talking about NXT and AEW. And then, Clint, are you available tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm available tomorrow. I'm not sure what time you want to do the show, bro.
Doug, are you going to join us tomorrow? Or
probably not, because I got an all-day side of me.
Okay. Fair enough. So, Cliff, it's five, same time as last week, five or four?
Yeah, five is good.
Okay. Sounds good. Which one?
Nah, so Doug's not going to join us today?
Yeah, Doug is not going to join us tomorrow.
All right.
Dan, you want to finish it off?
Yes, be a good show next week. I'm excited for the show tonight. And it's been a pleasure, guys. I'll see you next week.
Yep. All right. Adios, guys.
All right. Later.
Later.